Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mustafa Ali is sitting out his WWE contract, big WrestleMania title plans have been revealed, and a former WWE star has won a major indie championship. For Monday, February the 14th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I am agitated. I'm angry. But most of all, I'm confused. We dedicated a three-hour show to old has-beens. You want to call them legends, call them whatever. They've had their time. A night like tonight is exactly what is wrong with this company. Guys like Drew Gulak, Akira Tozawa, myself, all of Retribution, not on the show. Why? Because we need to hear what you're going to do, brother, again, for the 7 millionth time.
But did you hear the cheers when you
were...
Yeah, they pumped them in real good, the cheers. They pumped them in real good for them, huh? Yeah, they were cheering. I'm sure they were.
Why don't you give us a chance? People that can contribute to this business, further this company. But no. Let's push them all aside. They paved the way. They carved a path. When do I get to walk on that path?
The Mustafa Ali situation continues to roll on. Numerous times, hashtag Free Ali has trended on Twitter across the wrestling fans' socials. And it continues today. Ali requested a release from WWE when they were releasing quite a few other people. Mustafa Ali put out on Twitter that he wanted to fulfill a wrestling vision that he couldn't fulfill working for WWE, so requested to be let go. However, despite the fact that WWE have cut 80 plus people in the last 12 months, they have decided to not grant Mustafa Ali his release, citing value in having him. At the same time, WWE are saying there are no plans for Mustafa Ali. With WWE refusing to release him from his contract, over the weekend, Mustafa Ali tweeted, "I will see you all in like 2.5 years, suggesting that Ali will be sitting out the long remainder of his WWE deal. Now, since that tweet has come out, hashtag Free Ali has trended once again on socials, and AEW star Keith Lee has reached out. Keith Lee himself had similar creative issues within WWE. And he put out to Twitter in a reply to Ali, "Keep your head up, homie. You are far from done." No doubt one of many wrestlers around the world, privately or publicly, showing their support for Ali. So our main story this morning, it continues on from last week and the week before. Mustafa Ali looks to be sitting out the remainder of his WWE contract that he is locked into until at least 2024.
Somebody forgot to turn it on.
Oh!
Wow!
That's not true. It was on the whole time. You saw me get shocked.
No, I just fixed that for you. Yeah, I fixed it for you.
We got it live!
What do you mean? No, it was on.
It's on now.
Did Sammy poop his pants?
That really hurts. That does not feel good. Oh, man. I'm sorry. Come on, buddy. Let me help you. Come on. Let me help you. Come on. I'm helping a man up. Come on. Oh, you're doing good.
Why'd you do that?
Oh, doesn't feel good. You're a good guy. See you at the Rumble.
Oh, that insult to injury. Knoxville would have eliminated Sami Zayn if it was a week from tomorrow night. Knoxville might eliminate a lot of folks. He eats tasers for breakfast.
We are well and truly on the road to WrestleMania, and it looks as if a title match for Mania has been all but confirmed. Now, we reported over the weekend that at the SmackDown double tapings that took place on Friday, WWE even reported this as well, sort of spoiling their own show. They reported that Sami Zayn is the new Intercontinental Champion, defeating Shinsuke Nakamura on a match that will be aired this Friday on SmackDown. Wrestling Observer Radio reporting via Dave Meltzer that the plans for WrestleMania seem to be Sami Zayn taking on Johnny Knoxville with the Intercontinental Championship on the line. Now, the Sami Zayn, Johnny Knoxville story has been told for the past several weeks. We saw Johnny Knoxville eliminated by Sami Zayn at the Royal Rumble. Before that, we'd seen them having some back and forths on SmackDown. And we saw Sami Zayn turning up and being thrown off the Jackass Forever red carpet. So this is something that will continue to bubble over. WWE desperately wanted some celebrity involvement booked in for WWE WrestleMania. So it looks as if that involvement is going to come from Johnny Knoxville. Now, Knoxville actually had a really impressive showing in the Royal Rumble. His fleeting time in that match, he looked good. Like, as good as a celebrity wrestler can look. So a Sami Zayn, Johnny Knoxville WrestleMania moment seems very likely. Would WWE put the Intercontinental Championship on Johnny Knoxville? I'm not ruling it out. I am not ruling it out. But we will see the match that will begin that journey on Friday as Sami Zayn wins the Intercontinental title from Shinsuke Nakamura on this Friday's episode of SmackDown. Also from this Friday's SmackDown, there will be a scene that would look slightly different to how it was originally presented. So it was during the double taping, there was a contract signing that was filmed between Ronda Rousey and Naomi and Charlotte Flair and Sonya Deville. A contract signing for a match that they're going to have at Elimination Chamber in Saudi Arabia on Saturday. Now, footage from the crowd has emerged from that segment, which features Ronda Rousey awkwardly slamming Ric Flair's head into the table they were signing the contract on. Now, when I say awkwardly, so it's when you watch it, it's almost as if Ronda is too soft in bringing Charlotte's head down, or Charlotte moves too slowly when Ronda's bringing her head down. There's a bit of a miscommunication between the two, and it all comes out. It all looks like a pretty badly executed head slam into a table. Like if it was not a taped bit, then it would have been already shared everywhere else via Botchamania. And WWE now have a few days to sort that out. Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer Radio say that WWE are planning to edit that segment. So you won't see that awkward table smash when you watch the show on Friday. How they will edit it is yet to be seen. But do seek it out on Twitter. It is you'll see what I mean. I hopefully I've described it in an appropriate way. If in doubt, find it on Twitter and see what you make.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And Matt Cardona is the new NWA World Heavyweight Champion. He pinned Trevor Murdoch at NWA Power Trip over the weekend in Kentucky. His first reign with the World Heavyweight Championship of the National Wrestling Alliance. It wasn't long after that victory that Nick Aldis showed up and challenged the new champion Cardona to an NWA World title match that'll take place next month at the Crockett Cup. Since leaving WWE, Matt Cardona has won the GCW Championship, the Impact Digital Media Championship, and in a peculiar twist at a GCW show in Detroit, he won the ECW television title as well from Rhino. He has had quite the run of success since stepping away from WWE as Matt Cardona, and now he can add the NWA World Heavyweight Championship to that impressive resume that he has built in 2 years, less than 2 years, since being let go from WWE. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, it is the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review. Jatkins from Cultaholic.com and myself are watching every episode of Monday Night Raw from the very beginning. We are heading towards the final In Your House of 1995. An interesting show this week. Well, you know what? I don't want to spoil it for you. Come and join us for it. It's on the podcast feed later today. Apologies for the delay on this. We were meant to have a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps yesterday. However, a few scheduling issues took place, which meant that we didn't get to put it out for you. So we are going to play that episode for you of Desert Island Graps tomorrow. So you're going to get two Desert Island Graps back to back this week. Tomorrow, you will have the episode that you were meant to have on Sunday, as I am chatting to star of Afterlife, the Netflix show starring Ricky Gervais, Ethan Lawrence. He plays James in Afterlife, the guy that has the double recorders up his nose, the aspiring actor. Well, he is, in fact, an actor and a wrestling fan in real life. So we chat to him about three wrestling matches that he would love to watch while stranded on a desert island. And then on Wednesday, we have another episode of Desert Island Graps, this time featuring the newly crowned SWA champion fighting out of stardom, the Austrian performer that has taken the Japanese wrestling scene by storm. I'm talking about Tekla. You may have seen the gif of the spider spear, the toxic spider spear. You'll know it when I say it like that, the one where you crawl backwards on your hands and peel out into a spear. Tekla has taken the world by storm, and she is sitting down with me. We had a chat while she was in Osaka just the other day. She talks about moving from Austria to wrestle in Japan. She talks about the wrestling match that inspired her to get into the wrestling world. It's an interesting one. And of course, Tekla will pick three wrestling matches that she would watch while stranded on a desert island. The Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review returns on Thursday. Sam Driver and myself on the road to World War III in 1995. Bit weird saying that today, but we're on our way to that particular pay-per-view, and we're watching every episode of Nitro on the road there. Then on Friday, the lads are back together for the Cultaholic Classic podcast. It is Jack, it is Ross, it is Matthew, looking back on the week in wrestling, the bloody week in the wrestling, taking your questions on the mailbag and your Reese's Pieces as well. It's a full week on the Cultaholic podcast feed, and I thank you for continuing to support what we do on this very podcast feed. Check out youtube.com/cultaholic right now for 20 stars you forgot appeared in NXT. And there are some names in there that I forgot. And I've been paying a lot of attention to NXT. Plus, the true story of the first ever WWE draft. In the wake of the WCW buyout, as the dust settles from the invasion of WCW, there is too many wrestlers on the roster. So, this is the compromise, a WWE draft. And we break down the first one and the implications of it from back in 2002. You can watch that on the YouTube channel right now. Gloriously written by Justin Henry from Off of America and wonderfully voiced by our very own Jack King. YouTube.com/Cultaholic. And hey, happy Valentine's Day. I know, it's a bit of a corporate thing, isn't it? But if you are in a relationship, maybe today, just tell the person that you're with that you love them, or at least you like them quite a bit. Maybe buy them a flower. And look, if you're single, and I get it, because I've been single on Valentine's Day as well. It's just a day. It'll come and it'll go. Maybe use that word love a little bit liberally. Maybe use today to phone somebody that you love. Maybe a friend, maybe a family member you've not reached out to in a long time. Today's about love. Doesn't necessarily need to be about relationships. Definitely needs to be about love, though. So why not spread a little bit of love today? More than ever. What harm could it do? Hey, I'll speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.